Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. It is time for Sunday Morning Alive right here on our website. Thank you for joining us for a Sunday morning sermon. Now, you know, there's sermons up on the internet. I'm saying this in a positive, thankful way. Thank God for every person who is declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially now in these last of the last days when men's hearts are failing them for fear, looking at the things which are coming on the earth. What a time to bring a message of hope to a generation that is losing hope everywhere. I believe it's a message that's going to be embraced by many, many people looking, searching for something to give them hope, because they feel so helpless to deal with all of the last day circumstances that would be marked by perilous, dangerous times. Amen. One thing's for sure, without Christ, there is no hope. The Bible speaks of everyone outside the kingdom of God that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior as being without hope and without God in the world. But we are not like others who have no hope, the Scriptures declare. Even in the face of death, the most hopeless circumstance that can confront us, the death of a loved one, our own demise, we're not like others who have no hope. Praise God. So I want to bring you a message of hope today, and I want to encourage you to express that hope and that faith through continuing to pray and call upon the Lord. Even in the dark days, the times when we question, when we may doubt, when fear begins to grip us. So the title of this message is Praying No-So Prayers in Not-So Circumstances. I hope that title intrigues you to stay tuned for this sermon today. Hallelujah. Listen, what happens when we pray in faith? The Bible said, whatsoever we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. There's an imperative to our faith. Amen. And prayer is the great and full expression of our faith. If you're standing on the Word, amen, then you can't just claim a promise. You need to pray that God will fulfill that promise. Amen. Prayer opens the door for God to move in our life. And that's why the devil seeks to discourage us from praying, or if we pray, to give up on God. I'm going to tell you something today. If you give up on prayer, we are essentially giving up on God. Because if we believe, this is the imperative of faith in Hebrews 11, amen, if we believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, hallelujah, amen. It's not just standing on the Word until it magically manifests. It's trusting in God till He comes and manifests the answer. That's why the Bible said you have need of patience in Hebrews chapter 10. You have need of patience. The word here is not take a number and sit down and just wait. No, this is actively persistently persevering in our seeking of God till He come. Hallelujah. Listen, with the answer, till the answer is manifest. Praise God. That's why it said, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. It's in His timing. It's in His wisdom. It's through His way that He chooses to answer. But He will hear and answer our prayer if we persist in prayer and in trusting and in believing. Listen to what someone said. I really like this. It says, blessed are those who believe when there's no evidence of an answer to prayer. Trust beyond hope when all means have failed. Someone has come to the place of hopelessness, to the end of hope, the end of all means. A loved one is facing death and doctors give no hope. Death seems inevitable. Hope is gone. The miracle prayed for is not happening. That is when Satan's hordes, they're going to come to attack your mind with fear, anger, and overwhelming questions. Where's your God now? He'll say. You prayed until you had no tears left. You fasted. You stood on the promises. You trusted. Blasphemous thoughts will be injected into our mind. Prayer failed. Faith failed. Don't quit on God. Just do not trust Him anymore. Don't bother praying. You're just going to be disappointed. It doesn't pay to pray and believe. You're just going to be disillusioned and disappointed. Even questioning God's existence will be injected into your mind. These have been the devices of Satan for centuries. Some of the godliest men and women who ever lived have been under such demonic attacks. To those going through the valley of the shadow of death, hear this word. Weeping will last through some dark, awful nights. And in that darkness, you will hear the Father whisper. If you will look to Him, just won't give up on Him. Amen. I am with you. I love in the book of Isaiah where it says in the old covenant, fear not, fear not. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness, saying unto you, fear not. I cannot tell you why right now, but one day it'll make sense. You will see it as part of God's plan. It was no accident. It was no failure on your part. Hold fast. Let me embrace you in your hour of pain. That's what God is saying. My love is intact for you. Don't question it just because there's a delayed answer or no answer for something that is not in my eternal will for your eternal good. My will for your eternal good. Listen, beloved, God has never failed to act in goodness and love. When all means fail, His love prevails. I want to say that again. When all means fail, His love prevails. The Apostle Paul said there's nothing, nothing. And he went through it, man. He went through it. But there's nothing that can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So tribulation? He said no. And he went through this list of perils that he went through. He said whether angels or death or anything present or anything to come, there is nothing, no experience in my life, no matter how dire or dark, that'll ever separate me from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hold fast to that great truth. Stand fast in your faith and in His Word. There's no other hope in this world than the hope that God gives us when we call upon Him, when we pray and put our trust in Him. Jesus put it this way, men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Apostle Paul reiterated that. Pray without ceasing. Doesn't mean to mumble a prayer all day long. Amen. It simply means to never, ever, ever, ever give up on God by giving up on prayer. Pray and pray again and never cease from praying. Jesus put it this way, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. Well, I've been doing that. It hasn't happened. You have need of patience, persistence in seeking, persistence in believing, persistence in continuing to believe and express that through never stop praying to a God who has promised to listen and to answer in His time, in His way, and in the way that will be for our eternal good, not our convenience at any given time. Oh, my brother and my sister, there will be dark nights. The Bible said that weeping lasts for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And the morning is not when everything is just fine. Morning can come at midnight when the sun of righteousness arises in our heart with healing in His wings. Praise God. Never, ever give up on prayer, because when we do, we're essentially giving up on God, and Satan knows if we don't give up on God, something is going to give, and it won't be God, and it won't be us. It'll be all the opposition, all of the things that He's bringing against us are going to be shattered if we keep believing God. Every weapon of the enemy is going to be broken and destroyed if we will keep on believing God. I want to read a scripture this morning from Psalm 66, 16 through 20. Praying. No-so prayers in not-so circumstances. What are not-so circumstances? It's when it looks like, feels like, seems like heaven is brass, God is distant, prayer is useless. And worse than useless, it brings disillusionment with God and disappointment in God. Pray anyway. Amen. To express a faith that supersedes. I love what the New Testament says. Amen. That Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. Against hope, when all hope seemingly was gone, he expressed hope. Because he staggered not at the promise of God in unbelief, but was strong in faith, glorifying God. Hallelujah. We've all probably staggered, but against hope, we are called to believe in hope, to not give up this glad expectation of future good. Hallelujah. Praise God. The psalmist said, I had fainted. I had been overcome and overwhelmed by life and its circumstances and all of the things that can befall us in faulty bodies in a fallen world with a formidable foe in the enemy. I had fainted unless I believed to see. This is hope in full manifestation and demonstration, unless I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We used to sing the song, Won't It Be Wonderful There? Oh, brother, won't it be? Having no burdens to bear, walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One, won't it be wonderful there? Sure it will. Yes, it will. I love that song that says, I'm going to sit down beside my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while, and we'll understand it better by and by when the morning comes, when all God's children are gathered home. I'll ask the reason, He'll tell me why. We'll understand it better by and by. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. It'll be wonderful there in the sweet by and by. But right now, we're in the nasty here and now. We're in the perilous time of the last days. Amen. And Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to be overcome, not to be overwhelmed, but to pray anyway, to pray with a no-so faith in not-so circumstances. Listen to this verse of Scripture, or these verses rather, 16 through 20 of Psalm 66. The psalmist says, come near, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He's done for my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. You got on a pair of shouting shoes? If you don't, it's time to put them on. Because this is grounds for shouting and praising God in the midst of all of the circumstances that can try to convince us that God is aloof in His heaven and not concerned about what's going on in our life. Listen carefully. His love is intact. And don't you, He won't let anything separate Him from loving you. So don't you let anything separate you from His love. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come near, all ye that fear God. I will declare what He's done for my soul. I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Lord, Thou will not hear me. But verily, or surely, He hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. He's saying, listen, I prayed. He listened. I prayed. He forgave my sin. I extolled Him with my tongue. I praised Him. I praised Him while I was praying. At midnight in the new covenant, Paul and Silas held over for possible execution the next morning. They were in the Roman jail. Amen. They prayed. They prayed. In these not-so circumstances, they prayed and sang praises unto God. God shook that prison. The jail cell sprung open. God sprung them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were not sprung by some lawyer that came and bailed them out. No, they were sprung by the power and spirit of the living God when they prayed and extolled Him with their tongue and sang praises. The Bible literally tells us in all things. That means in all circumstances. That means in not so circumstances. Hallelujah. In all things with prayer and supplications. Amen. Let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving. And the peace of God that passes all understanding. You see, in not so circumstances, this peace will come of knowing all is well. Because hope is still alive. Hope is still thriving. And hope is being expressed by the fact that we keep trusting and express that trust by continuing to pray in not so circumstance. Is this you today? Are you going through a trial? Have you been through things that have caused sown seeds of doubt in God's faithfulness or doubt in your own faith and your ability to believe? Listen, the psalmist said, come near, all ye that fear God. You that reverence Him, I'll declare what He's done for my soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dear friend David, praise God for hearing his prayer and helping him. Psalm 28:6 says, blessed be the Lord, because He hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, shouting shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. My heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise Him. The Bible said He would give us songs in the night, in the dark times of our life. Amen. Listen, David praised God for hearing his cry and delivering him. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. Amen. Didn't the Bible say in Hebrews 11, they that come to God must believe that He is, amen, and that He's a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. When you come to God, you can't come with double-mindedness. You can't come, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man expect to receive anything from God. You've got to have a made-up mind, and you've got to have it made up because of always letting God's Word rule and reign when those negative, doubtful, accusing thoughts come to your mind, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Diligently seeking Him means that when you come to God, you must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder, and you express that faith and trust by continuing to pray and expect, literally, amen, praying no-so prayers in not-so circumstances. I sought the Lord. And the Bible said you'll find Him. It's got to be wholehearted. It can't be, I prayed, didn't happen, give up. No, I have committed myself to praying. I prayed for decades. Do you hear me? Decades for my son's salvation. I believed God. I bound devils. I did everything that I knew to do to make prayer effective. God answered that prayer, but He didn't answer in my time frame. He didn't answer when I thought I needed it most to be answered, and I wanted it most to be answered. I had to commit myself to pray when things got worse in his life, when things went backwards, when it went exactly away from everything that I was praying for. But I was determined, not because of me, but His call to determination, His call to keep on keeping on, to persist in prayer. Let me say this real quick. My time is gone, and I haven't said one million. I started to say one millionth, but I haven't said near. This is the tip of this iceberg, but it's so important to pray and keep on believing. I saw my prayer answered, and I saw it answered in a powerful way when my son came to Jesus, was delivered, amen, from all the fear that had bound him for years and confusion, when he made a full-blown acceptance of Christ and went to heaven. He preceded me to heaven, and he was looking forward to going. It's a testimony of persistence in prayer, never, ever giving up. My son was worth. What are you praying for? Is it worth persisting in prayer? That's why Jesus said, listen, ask and it shall be given you. It's not a boom like that. The word ask is in the continuous sense, in the connotation of the Greek and the Aramaic. It was ask and keep on asking. That doesn't mean to ask as if He hadn't heard, but continuing to pray because you know He's listening. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep on coming before God and holding that person or that need or that circumstance that needs addressing before the Lord. He that shall come will come. But we have to keep and be persistent and consistent in our faith. Persistent in our prayer and consistent in our faith. Hallelujah. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. My son's salvation was worth praying and continuing to believe. Hallelujah. Ask and continue to believe. That's what it's saying. And keep on asking if you believe that He's listening. Seek and keep on seeking. You will find me when you seek after me half-heartedly and give up. No, with all of your heart. Praise God. It's not just seeking Him out. We have Him. He's our Heavenly Father. He inclines His ear to us. He challenges us to believe and express that belief in prayer. There's such an emphasis on standing on the Word. If you're really standing on the Word, you're going to be praying according to the Word. Praise God. In all things, with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. With thanksgiving, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind. Why? Listen, when that peace comes, you can understand it when immediately everything changes. This is something that goes beyond understanding. It's a peace that rules and reigns within us with the circumstance continuing to try to defy us. Amen. And yet we know something, don't we? He that shall come will come. And when it's in His timing, in His wisdom, in His way, He will not tarry. Praise God. Hallelujah. God hears. God answers. Let's keep believing. Let's keep praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is so important that we get a hold of this today. Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me from my fears. And in verse 6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Hallelujah. And verse 7, because the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Those angels are posted around us so that when we pray, they, if needed, and they're always needed, praise God, they will go into action. When we pray and believe and God says it's time, now is the time, they go into delivering activity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 40 and verse 1 as we close. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Hallelujah. It's very clear in the New Testament that the supreme issue to get an answer to prayer is not faith alone, but rather to discover and pray in the will of God, and then to stand in faith until the answer comes. Praise God. I hope today that you and me and everyone else that is experiencing this perilous time of the last days, these dangerous times when the devil knows he has but a short time and he's pulled out all the stops, amen, that we can pray no-so prayers, even in not-so circumstances, and continue in prayer until the answer comes. The Bible said to pray, to seek God. Literally means to pray and not give up. Amen. To seek Him until He comes and rains righteousness on us. My dear brother, my dear sister today, if you are a Christian, you have a weapon that Satan fears more than any spiritual weapon that you may be using against him. And that weapon is prayer. And prayer in faith that God, the God who hears when we pray, is the God who is going to answer that prayer in His timing, in His way, in His wisdom. And we can rest assured, hallelujah, after we pray that circumstance, that person, even ourself, that we are now in His hands, the most powerful hands in the universe is now holding us and upholding us, taking us through everything that we may face in life. We have deposited it all in His hands. Amen. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. I don't know what God's going to do in your life, But I know if you trust Him, He's going to do in your life and in the life of those that you are praying for. I prayed for my stepdad through two heart attacks where he almost left this world. He resisted salvation one morning, and I prayed for years for him. He was a truck driving son of a gun. I remember that song that said, "My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun." Well, he was. He's a tough, crusty guy. And yet, I continued to pray when he resisted, when he rejected. Finally, he had that major heart attack. And they took him for about a 30-minute drive from a lake that they had retired upon, my mother and him, to a small hospital. And he was pronounced dead at the hospital. But there was a 30-minute ride. I don't know what happened on that ride, but I know that I kept on asking, seeking, and knocking. Praise God. I never gave up because it looked like the not-so-circumstances were so strong. Why bother continuing to pray? Because all it would have took for him, that prayer to be answered, was for him on the way to that hospital knowing that this could be it. Amen. That he called upon the Lord. Because we've got a promise, don't we? For as many as shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Now, not only do we have a promise, we have a person who did that. The thief on the cross that said, "Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And he said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Listen, God wants to save the lost. God wants to deliver the bound and the oppressed. We must trust Him, believe Him, and express that belief in consistent, persistent, pray without ceasing prayers. Glory be to God. I hope I've encouraged you. I hope He is encouraging you and challenging you to never, ever give up on God and always praying without ceasing. Today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have a promise to give you hope. You don't have a person in your life to give you hope. In fact, the Bible says that you're without hope and without God. In the world, in a fallen world, where everyone's dying, where there are diseases attacking children, killing them, where there are circumstances of life, there's auto accidents, there's lightning flashes that hits someone on a golf course or in a boat or just buying groceries, where there's mass shootings for no reason and people caught in that circumstance, and if they're without God, they're without hope. Listen, friend, when the last breath leaves our body, if we're without God, we're without hope. Death has prevailed. The devil has won the battle for our soul. But if we come to Christ, if we confess our sin, hallelujah, we're reconciled to God and forgiven. Dear friend, don't live your life in hopelessness because of our helplessness to deal with not so circumstances. Come to Christ. Run to Jesus. Confess your sin. Receive Him as your Lord and your personal Savior. And immediately become a prisoner of hope. But when we're not without God and we're not without hope in this world, and hope will prevail when all else fails, in Jesus' name today.